It's Tony Bryant with Business PMO, and we are doing our second in a series of introductions. As you may know, if you're following our podcast, we did a series on a book, and we had a wonderful, wonderful guest. Many thanks to David Helps. Shout out at the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. He's a wonderful, wonderful guest. I hope we have him back again, either as a person or as a panel. So we got a lot of questions as a result of that. People wanting to know who Business PMO is, who Tony is. Those who know me know that I really don't like talking about myself online. So y'all bear with me on this one. I'm going to try to answer some of the questions that we received. So who is Tony Bryant? And what is his role at Business PMO? These are a lot of the questions that I received. So I'm going to kind of go through here. It says, who is Tony Bryant? What does he do? Does he train? Does he manage projects? Is he running a business? What's the deal here? So my name is Tony Bryant. Nice to meet you. If this is the first podcast you're watching, hope you go back and look at some of the other podcasts and see the discussions there. I am the owner of Business PMO. Business PMO, as you may have heard in our other podcast, is something that I created initially as a side hustle, a way to get a little bit more money in a very competitive world managing projects. I've been managing projects for over 25 years now. So this is pretty much what I've been doing. I really, really enjoy project management. Why? Project management is one of those things that helps you develop your knowledge. They say a project manager has knowledge that's an inch deep and a mile wide. It's one of those kind of fields. You're a problem solver. You're a people person, I hope. We find that a lot of project managers benefit from our training because they need to learn more about their people skills and how to lead people in addition to just managing projects. So I've kind of taken that 25 years managing projects and wrapped it all up into this quote unquote side hustle, created a business. And now it does not only project management contracts, and we have several other project managers who work with us. We also have a support staff that does social media, that helps us with marketing, that know a whole lot more than me about marketing and sales. I personally, I can't stand marketing and sales just because I'm not good at it at all. So they are trying to pull me along and help me out with this social media. So I'm enjoying the ride here. I guess the biggest thing that I would say is that project management taught me a love for different people. So just as I'm learning different technologies, because I've mainly been in the IT field, I also really enjoy working with people, learning different personality types, learning their fears, learning their motivators, all of these things tied into one, and how to lead the team through charted waters, if you will, or uncharted waters sometimes, on a project and lead them to completion with that project. I like to try to maintain those friendships that I have with the team, but also trying to share that knowledge to build up the next generation of project managers. I can't believe that I'm actually old enough to start even thinking that way about the next generation of project managers, but I'm starting to see that I'm joining the old guy club. So I'm not quite there, just for the record. I got a little bit of gray in there, a little bit of wisdom that I want to share with people, but really want to build people up to become very good project managers, which for me means they need to know the science and the art of project management. You have to know more than the fact that this is a round ball. You have to try to understand, why is it round? Who created it? What are they into? What do they like? What do they think? What are some of their philosophies? And understanding your team, you can build your team up. So I've tried to apply that to my business. On the personal side, I am happily married to a beautiful woman from Colombia, South America, named Anna. Anna is my wife, and we have together 4 children, Della, Mariana, Santiago, and Trey. And Trey is, if you live in the South, you know what that means. But for those of you who are not from the South, it means he's the third. So my father had his name. I am a junior, and my son is the third. So we call him Trey. Mariana is in charge of our social media outreach. So all of these wonderful videos that you're seeing, the pictures, the stuff that you see on social media, that's all Mariana, just for the record. If anybody is interested in where in the world do we get all this good stuff, it's Mariana. Before her, I was just copying and pasting whatever I could find out there on social media. Not a very good social media guy. If you want to know how the operations work, that's all my wife, Anna. She takes care of all the logistics. She takes care of everything out there. And then Della has been helping me learn some of this technology. Now, if you are in the media arts realm, you know what OBS is. I had no idea what OBS, or is it OSB? I don't know. It's one of those things that records your podcast, and it can pull in multiple videos and all that stuff. It's really, really kind of interesting to me. Just like I love learning new technology, I'm really enjoying learning about social media here. I am a Christian man. Some people asked about that. They're like, so is this guy Christian or not? I am a Christian guy. I don't require anybody to be Christian to be on my project team, but for some reason people wanted to know what religion I was. So there you have it. I love to say this. There's a story behind this tag, Living the Dream. And I want to say thank you to one of my bosses out there, Holly. So Holly, if you're listening, thank you. I picked up from somebody that I worked with a long time ago. Every time I said, how you doing? He always said, living the dream. And so I started picking that up. So anytime somebody asks me how I'm doing, I also like to say, living the dream. That's become a company slogan. People like to say, well, what kind of dream is that? And you can learn a lot about somebody by their response to you saying that you're living the dream. It's always very interesting to me. Some people like to say, oh, is it the dream or is it the nightmare? And others are like, yeah, me too. And some people, like my brother, Dustin, he likes to say, I want to be like you when I grow up. So anyway, we have a little bit of fun with that. We have, let's see, they said, oh, how are you affected by COVID? People want to know about COVID. So my story with COVID I actually wrote down some of my notes here. For me, COVID was awesome. COVID was absolutely wonderful, except for the times when I was sick. I also did lose some family members and some friends to COVID, so I do not wish to make light of COVID at all. It's a very serious thing. And I would just say I've always tried to be that kind of person that responds positively to negative scenarios. Now, I'm not always successful with that. In fact, I learn more lessons than I probably teach. But for me, COVID turned out to be really good. Without trying to embarrass anybody in particular, I would just simply say that when COVID first hit, it was a major kick in the pants. It was something where work was in question. My personal life was on fire for a little while. I didn't know really if I was going left or right, and then just kind of stopped for a moment and just prayerfully considered, where exactly am I supposed to go next? So I started looking at all the points in my life where it seemed like I got comfortable and God came along and just kicked me in the pants. You know, I would get laid off from a job that I had been at for 8 or 9 years, or they close an office and I'd have to relocate and I'd move all over the country. I've been from Colorado to Georgia to Tennessee to South Carolina. I've traveled all over different kinds of places. So I was always wondering, is COVID a response to me being complacent? And I don't think it was. This one for me, instead of it being a kick in the pants that I need to move and keep going and not become complacent, instead, COVID was more like, if you're a pilot, you may understand, it's like a hard 10G right turn and then another right turn. So like a complete 180 and then another left turn to get me back onto a certain track. And that track, with COVID, I kind of discovered a new purpose. Again, not to embarrass anybody, but, you know, got a new wife, got a couple new kids. Really started taking my life in a very, very intentional direction. I was in motion. I had learned my lessons from the past to not become complacent. For me, it just doesn't jive. I cannot just sit still. If I sit still, then my skills go down. I get bored. It probably shows at work, and then, you know, I get bounced around and become reactionary to everything that's happening to me. So instead, COVID said, don't keep going, just go a different direction. Or don't let me rephrase that. Don't become complacent and instead get a kick in the pants that says keep going. Instead, take a couple turns, explore something new. Consider the possibility that maybe your first marriage just simply wasn't good for you, wasn't healthy. I can tell you since then, I've lost over 90 pounds in the last few years. The business has grown leaps and bounds. We're bringing in 5 times the revenue that we used to. We are exploring training and starting to offer these training services as a business. I'm starting to see more of the world. I'm learning a lot about Hispanic culture. Shout out to all my family in Colombia. Don't say Colombia, just for you North Americans. It's Colombia, not Colombia. I live in Colombia, South Carolina. My wife is from Colombia, South America. So anyway, we have fun together with that, learning different cultures, traveling the world together, just broadening my horizons. None of that would have happened if COVID had not come along and I just continued on the same unhealthy track that I was on. I was moving, I wasn't complacent, but I was moving in the wrong direction. So we had to change all of that. Excuse me. So what motivated me? This is another question. What motivated me to help project managers become leaders with people? Why? What's so special about people? Well, I can tell you that no matter how good of a project manager you are, without your people and the ability to lead them, your project's going to fail. Whether it's intentional and your people work against you, or they're just not motivated and they don't do anything until they're absolutely told to do it. If you're in one of these scenarios where you're wondering why people simply don't communicate with you very well, you find out that work hasn't started that you thought would be finished, maybe you need some help with those people skills. Maybe it's not them, maybe it's you as a leader. So I had to ask myself these questions. When I pose these questions to other project managers, at first it's kind of like a little defensiveness, but when you really consider the importance of people on your project, not just their work, but their lives, how can you motivate them? How can you encourage them? What are they afraid of? You know, don't cause them to fail, build them up. So I started thinking about this and I started putting training together and offering it to other people. And hey, now we have more revenue coming in because we're doing training. So anyway, in summary, Tony Bryant's just a regular guy. I like to do bowling. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I love going to church and helping out at church. I love my new family and traveling the world. And I'm starting to get into the social media thing. This is my home office. This is not the BPMO recording studio. Wanted to make this a little bit more personal since people were asking questions. But hopefully that answers your questions. If you have any more, keep them coming. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Thank you very much.